From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Thursday, August 29th. Registered nurses with Enloe Medical Center demonstrated along the Esplanade in Chico yesterday. NSPR's Eric Adams says the nurses want the hospital to improve its staffing.
On the busy thoroughfare, vehicles honked in support of hundreds of nurses holding signs and dressed in red who were picketing to garner support for their work at the hospital. Lisa Sanoa is a nurse representative who's part of Enloe's Medical Neurological Unit. She says more staff would better relieve nurses, allowing more focus on patient care.
Today, I hope that management and the community are able to see the focus of our nurses on providing excellent patient care and ensuring that we can make positive steps towards reaching that in the future.
Nurses also are calling for better retainment of nurses, a demand that's part of the contract in negotiation. Sanoa says the union is working with the hospital's management for a quick resolution to contract bargaining. The next bargaining meeting will be on September 3rd. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
If you live in Chico and your neighborhood sees flooding every year, the city wants to hear from you. The city is updating its stormwater master plan and will include models of where flooding happens and identify where improvements are needed. Richard Berge is the city's associate engineer.
When we create the model, you know, we put in all the elevation data, and then we put in rainfall data and also all the existing improvements. And what it does is it tells us where there might be issues.
But he says they need input from residents with firsthand experience to make sure models are accurate.
We would like anybody with any type of flooding experience or knowledge to come to the meeting and let us know what you've seen.
The public will have a chance to weigh in and ask questions at a virtual community meeting tonight, starting at 6. Find a link at mynspr.org. And moving to news in Shasta County, the county will implement new policies surrounding hostile and abusive work environments. Previous employees say the update is sorely needed. Former Shasta County employees say a toxic work environment is one reason why they left their positions. This according to reporting from the Reading Record Searchlight. One former employee told the news outlet she worked for the county for over 7 years, and until recently, it did not need explicit policies on workplace harassment. Now she says the county does. The new policy addresses language in the county's workplace like harassment and retaliatory behavior to remain up to date with state and federal laws. The news outlet reports Supervisor Mary Rickert also thought the new policy was overdue. During Tuesday's board meeting, she alluded to numerous previous employees who have been harassed and retaliated against. Rickert called for an end to workplace hostility in Shasta County. She said the current toxic atmosphere is what's prompting so many to leave their positions. And beginning this weekend, the Reading Bus Area Authority will operate buses on Sundays through Reading, Shasta Lake, and Anderson. The runabout service allows residents to call or use an app to specify a pickup and drop-off location. Then a dispatcher or the app will give an estimated arrival time for the bus. The service will operate from 8 in the morning through 4 in the afternoon on Sundays. Rides will be free during the month of September, with regular fares resuming in October. More runabout areas will be added later in the year. And in state legislative news, customers could see more cashiers at self-checkout stations under a bill pending in the California legislature. Unions support it, retailers oppose it. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
The Retail Theft Prevention and Safe Staffing Act is meant to curb retail theft and improve safety at self-serve counters, as according to the bill's author, Los Angeles State Senator Lola Smallwood Cuevas. One study from the Harvard Kennedy School and UCSF suggests customer frustration with checkout machines can lead to friction and aggressive behavior. SB 1446 would require stores and retail pharmacies to provide one cashier for every two self-checkout counters. It would also limit the number of items per transaction to 15. Labor organizations support the bill, but industry groups like the California Grocers Association said it wouldn't reduce theft or increase safety and would cost retailers hundreds of millions of dollars. The bill was approved in the Senate and has moved to the Assembly. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Finally, a bill that would make it easier for cities and counties to set up tiny homes for unhoused people is awaiting Governor Gavin Newsom's signature. Marisa Kendall from CalMatters has the details.
Traditional homeless shelters are already exempt from a lot of the red tape that sometimes slows down construction in California, including the state's main environmental law. The bill currently on Newsom's desk would expand that exemption to include shelters that are quote-unquote non-congregate and relocatable. In other words, tiny homes. That's important because tiny homes have really become a cornerstone of California's approach to the homelessness crisis. A lot of cities, including San Jose, are using them as a quick and easy way to move people indoors while they wait for permanent housing. But some critics worry that the state and cities are spending too much money on this temporary solution instead of on the permanent housing that ends people's homelessness.
That was CalMatters' Marisa Kendall. Governor Newsom has until September 30th to sign or veto bills on his desk. And those are your headlines for Thursday, August 29th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Nora Grove.